What's the challenge for your guys with a quarterback who can run and having to, I guess, probably answering my own question here, but having to stick with the receivers for an extended period?
Yeah, you answered the question. I mean, we have to be able to plaster our coverage. He can create time with his legs. He has a rocket arm. He has the ability to throw through windows, so he can throw on the run. So we have to make sure, even when the down is extended, that we make sure we stay close to our coverage and play for, you know, extended period of time.
You saw obviously a different kind of quarterback, but you saw some of that kind of skill with Luck and probably earlier in the season. How have you done in that regard, do you think?
I don't know if we've seen a quarterback that can quite move like this guy. Luck is athletic, but this guy, I think he's 4'4". He can really hurt you. He's more of in that Kaepernick range when it comes to running RG3, when it comes to actually speed and running and can being able to get vertical on you. He can run away from linebackers. He's a bigger guy as well. So and I don't think we've really faced this type of guy this year that would give us the type of challenge that he will.
What challenge was it for Rollins to come back after that injury when, you know, he's probably really limited in what he can do in rehab and things like that or on the field? Was that a tough deal for him?
You know, I really think that's probably a better question for him. You know, the only thing I can concern myself with is when you come back, you know, the way that you play. You know, what they do in rehab when they're away from myself, I don't get to see that, because I'm working with the guys that I'm working with. But when he came back, he was able to move. He was able to open his hips, get out of his hips. I was comfortable with putting him out there with the way that he performed in the week of practice. I can't say that.
Joe, how much better, both because of the good plays he's made and maybe the tougher moments he's had, do you think Gunter is because of all the opportunities he's gotten? He was obviously upset about the way the Colts game went. He left the locker room before we could talk to him in, like, his underwear and carrying his bag. So it was obviously a tough game. But are those growing pains valuable, and are the successes valuable for a guy who wouldn't have played this much otherwise?
I mean, I look at Gunn and I think this. He's a guy that came into the year as the four, okay? And he's been thrust into a role where not only have we used him as the one, we've matched him. And so when you're getting given those type opportunities, you know, those are once-in-a-lifetime opportunities. And you want to be able to perform and show that you're deserving of the role. And I think he's shown at times that, hey, he can be that guy. But at the same time, it's some growing pains. You know, I talked to the whole group about what's the difference between us this year and right now, you know, our performance from this year and last year. And, you know, they all say, hey, well, none of us really played this point last year. You know, it was Sam, Casey, and D was the three. Sam was the one, Casey was the two, and D was the three. Well, now you have Gunn as the one, Q, and Meech. And so none of those guys really, for the first eight games of the year, really played. So, you know, it's a developmental process of, it's different being the four and being the one. And I think he's learning from all the mistakes that he has made. He's getting targeted more. I put him in stressful situations, but that's part of being having the opportunity to be that one and show that you're deserving of it. And for the most part, I've been pleased with the way he's handled the challenge, and I'm excited to see how he's going to play this week.
You've got a lot of guys that have gone back and forth between the rehab work, and I'm sure still trying to keep up with their assignment stuff with Sam and Demarius and Q going, you know, back and forth with that. How do you do that? How do you keep those guys still, you know, involved and mentally sharp when they can't do it physically on the field?
Well, we do a lot in the classroom. One thing I can say, our MAs or our missed assignments are as low as they've ever been. I do think they've done a great job of studying. They're putting that type of effort in. Demarius is as I said many times, he's a football junkie. So I don't have a problem with him trying to learn, okay? Quentin, he's going to do what we ask him to. And Sam, he's not around right now. So, you know, that's a non-issue right there.
Guys going into their second season, there's certainly just going to be, you know, a couple of years where they're still learning, still gathering information. And we've also heard Sam talk about still learning despite the number of years that he has. So what are some of the things that young corners tend to learn in years 2 and 3 versus maybe what Sam would still learn at this point in his career?
Well, basically, not only, you know, are these guys young corners, you know, Q is young to football, you know, and D is really, he was a safety moving, so they're new to the position, so they're still learning, and I don't want to say as they're still learning, but when the game starts to slow down for them, it'll slow down because they understand where their help is at all time. They understand what's going on in front of them. Typically, when you first get a guy, he understands what he has. Okay, and so he's just worrying about what his responsibility is, and then he understands where his help is, and then he understands, okay, now what am I going to show that quarterback? So that's the next step. What am I going to show the quarterback? What am I going to show that offense? How am I going to get in their head and show them what I'm not doing so I can get them to throw the ball where I want them to throw? That's the next step, and are we there yet? Hopefully we'll get there, you know, soon. But that's where a Tremont, a Casey, a Wood, those type guys were there, and they would be able to pull the ball off of people a little bit more than what we have right now.
With Gunter, Rollins, and Randall, do you see yourself or at some point being extremely aggressive, you know, press team that you play a lot of man-to-man anyway, don't you? And do you see that possibility where you could do that just throughout a whole game?
Well, typically, I'm going to do whatever Dom tells us to do. So if a game plan asks for us to do that, and we've done that some this year, if a game plan has asked for us to play more zone, we're going to have those guys prepared to play and do the things that Coach Capers wants us to do. So in the past, we've done a lot of that, you know, but that's what the game plan asks for.
Hey, Joe, what were you, 29 your first year in the NFL in Atlanta?
28, 29, yeah.
Okay. Can you picture yourself coaching at 79?
Coach LeBeau, I hear great things about him. I don't think anybody in my family's lived to 79. So just to be honest with you, I think 74 is just where most of the people in my family is topped out. So if I get to 79, I'm going to be happy. All right, but I definitely won't be coaching, I tell you that. I'll be with my grandkids somewhere.
You work with a guy who's coached a long time, too, and Dom.
Yeah.
He's only 66, but still, that's a long time. What do you see him do certain things, especially as a younger coach, that, you know, kind of keeps it fresh and makes sure that it's keeping up with the times? I know he's not a big fan of some technology and stuff, but do you see him doing things to kind of keep things fresh, even at his age?
I think that the thing that you have to think about when you talk about Coach Capers is he's so detailed. Okay, he has a plan. He knows what he wants to do, and he sticks with the plan. But at the same time, having young coaches, opinionated coaches like myself, he listens. And he doesn't say, okay, I've been coaching for 31 years in the NFL and how many years prior in college, I know it all. He's willing to listen to me. He listens to DP. We have a great defensive staff, Coach Moss, Scott, and Turgo. He listens to everybody. And then at the end of the day, he makes the decision and we move forward. But he has as much energy or more energy than anybody in the room. I mean, he's a grinder. And he keeps us in there now. We don't go in there and play around. He is a grinder. So that's the way you have to be in this league. You know, you can't take anything for granted. You have to make sure that you're turning over every leaf and you're getting it done. And he makes sure we do that.